If a man left a lot of money out in plain view and he left the door unlocked, you'd say he was mighty careless. Or if you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, except now and then she just acts kind of
funny. Help her up or funny.
You ever know anybody like that?
Yeah, quite a few people. Quite a few.
Would you ever use the word queer to mean something like that? She acts mighty queer?
Well, that means two or three different ways. Queer is really awful. He's all pretty bad. That means in lots of different ways.
Well, what about somebody who just makes up his mind about something and won't change it whether he's right or wrong?
He's already hit it. Whether it's right or wrong, either one, he's just hard-headed.
You know some hard-headed people?
Yeah.
Let's say somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty
high-tempered. Touchy.
Or if somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Or if somebody like that's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just
hold your temper.
Have you ever heard people say, now just keep calm?
Yeah, that don't do much good, though, a lot of time. I was a kid going to school. We'd play marbles. Somebody come along, grab them, grab me with your marbles, you know. Time he got the marbles and started, he's done being knocked down. I was just about that fast.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I'm fast. Say, if you've been working all day, at the end of the day, you say you're mighty
tired.
Or if you're just
exhausted. Wore out. Whatever you want to put on.
You ever heard people say pooped out?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if you heard somebody was in the hospital, you might say, well, so-and-so was looking fine the other day. When was it he?
What happened to him or something like that? Or when did he go to the hospital? Oh, I got a friend down here back home now, and he had a heart attack, and he run a little hardware store downtown. Mm-hmm. I used to go in and see him all the time. But he lives in a big two-story house down there, and he's up there, and I can't make it up there. So I called a friend across the street there and found out he's back home. Mm-hmm. And he said he'd be glad if I'd come and see him. I said, well, I'd sure be glad to see him, but I don't think I could make it up them stairs because he lives up there.
Say if you were going somewhere and you weren't in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there
after a while or eventually.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people say something like, well, we'll get there by and by?
Yeah, wasn't in no hurry, period.
Or if somebody got too hot and then he got too cold and his eyes started watering and his nose started running, you'd say he caught a
bad cold.